In many states, fully vaccinated Americans can now resume a large variety of activities without wearing a mask. The new guidance announced yesterday by the CDC was met with jubilation in many quarters, but there are concerns the changes for indoor masking are happening too quickly. Lisa Desjardins follows up on those questions.
Judy, some of those concerns are tied to the country's vaccination rates. More than half of all Americans are not yet fully vaccinated. And when you add Americans under the age of 18 years old, the nation is at just 36% fully vaccinated. Many places may not be ready to ditch their masking requirements yet. We look at those concerns with Dr. Ranit Mishouri. She is a professor of family medicine at Georgetown University and senior medical advisor to Physicians for Human Rights. For the record, she is also an advisor to our parent company, WETA. Ranit, thank you so much for joining us. Good to talk to you. Let's just start with these concerns over health. What are you concerned about, particularly about the indoor mask wearing or not?
Thanks, Lisa. I mean, I think that many experts and Americans are a little bit concerned that this may be perhaps premature, perhaps too early. As you mentioned, only 36% of Americans are fully vaccinated. And if you look at subgroups, we're talking about 27% among Blacks. So this is becoming a vaccine equity issue. When you think about which populations are more have higher rates of vaccination, and those tend to be more whites and more affluent people. So the concerns is it's not fair, and those benefiting are those that maybe not do not need the protection so much.
The Centers for Disease Control say the studies show that people who are fully vaccinated are by and large strongly protected, and they also see studies showing that they are unlikely to be able to pass on the disease. So taking that equity issue, is there also a health issue or no? Is it safe for people who are fully vaccinated? Are they a threat to anyone else without their masks indoors?
I think that definitely the vaccines are very, very effective and those studies are right. But in a time where we don't know who is fully vaccinated, you don't know if the person in front of you is fully vaccinated. There are people who cannot get vaccinated. There are children who cannot get vaccinated. So a lot of people are feeling unsafe and there are currently no ways of determining or asking people about their vaccination status. There is no local systems, and in fact, it's perhaps not a part of an etiquette to be able to ask the person in front of you at the checkout counter, excuse me, you're not wearing a mask, but are you fully vaccinated? So we're hearing a lot from a lot of people who are concerned about that, concerned that that maybe people who are immunocompromised and cannot mount a full response, children and other vulnerable people may actually have to continue wearing a mask and sort of defeats the purpose here.
I know you're not just thinking about these in an academic or philosophical sense. You work at Georgetown University, and I know you're helping advise them on what to do with patients in their facilities. I'm really curious. We heard from some folks earlier in the broadcast about the dilemma a lot of businesses are in. What are your concerns for who enforces this or not when it comes to just regular run-of-the-mill activity?
I think you're absolutely right, and we're not unique, and all businesses, institutions are currently in a bit of a chaotic situation. It's very confusing because it's soundly up to us, up to individual businesses, up to individual institutions to decide whether or not they're going to endorse the CDC recommendations. It's up to states, it's up to municipalities. So this is causing a little bit of confusion. And you can, as the people in the segment that you showed before, the business owners have said, what is going to happen when people unmasked are going to come in? Am I going to feel safe going into a place that doesn't require masking? Or am I, as a business owner, as a person leading an institution, do I have the right to ask people to step outside and leave or show me their vaccination record? So it is going to cause a lot of confusion and is going to make it a little messy to know how to behave in different settings.
A confusing time, but one of hope. Thank you for helping us put our hands around where we are right now, Dr. Ranit Mishouri of Georgetown University.
Thank you so much.